Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 KFrog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Is your office a civil place to work? Over half of U.S. workers have experienced or witnessed incivility in their workplace within the last week alone. Workers who rate their workplace as uncivil are over three times more likely to be dissatisfied with their job and more than twice as likely to leave their job in the next year. 39% of HR professionals believe workplace conflict will increase over the next 12 months, and 33% of U.S. workers believe workplace conflict will increase over the next 12 months. And as we near a highly divisive election, the Society for Human Resource Management believes we'll see a significant increase in incivility in the workplace this year. On the line to tell us more is Jim Link, Chief HR Officer for SHRM. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Jim, your company recently conducted a survey of 2,000 HR professionals and workers regarding civility in the workplace. What were the findings?
Well, you know, there were several interesting findings that related specifically to something that we had been hearing from our members for quite a while, which they believed that civility, or maybe I should say the lack of civility, was on the rise. So we decided to build a research study to test that hypothesis, and we found that indeed civility appears to be on the rise.
Were you surprised by the results? And if so, why?
You know, I was surprised by the results. I think the term I've used before to describe it is I was kind of gobsmacked by the results. I had, as a human resources practitioner, a business person, someone who works in these environments and has worked in these environments for many years, I did sense myself that there was a change in the civility of just normal daily discourse between people going on in the workplace. And so when these research findings came out, the fact that two-thirds of U.S. workers have experienced or witnessed incivility in the workplace within the past month, even that surprised me, because I think that's an incredibly big number and something that honestly shocked me to my very core. And it's something that we at SHRM decided to address.
Do you believe bad behavior in the workplace will increase this year, and why?
Well, the survey results certainly indicate that there's a likelihood for that. And so if worker expectations, the 33%, a third of workers believe it, then we have to ask ourselves why. And there appear to be a few reasons. One is the expectation that what we're going to be witnessing in the political environment, not just in this country, but in other countries as well, is going to contribute to that sense of discontent and discord that can certainly lead to incivility. The two largest democracies in the world, the United States and India, both have federal elections this year. So when you think about that impact and the potential divisiveness that we see already in the workplace, it's no surprise that that's being reflected in the workplace, because we certainly are seeing that divisiveness played out on national TV every night as it relates to the political environment. The second thing that potentially is contributing to this is a hangover effect from the pandemic. The pandemic did one thing for most people, which is put them behind a screen or behind a laptop or on their phones, or in some ways involving technology in ways differently than they might have prior to the pandemic. And I believe strongly in this thing called technology bravery, where people who might not otherwise decide to provide some inappropriate comment or something that was not necessarily kind, that might lead to a perception of incivility. Well, suddenly those people get brave because they are behind a lens or they are behind their phone. And that bravery certainly was enhanced and seems to be, anyway, a potential cause for what we're seeing as this increase in civility overall in the workplace. And there's a third thing, and this is the one where we believe we can have the biggest impact. That third thing is this expectation of civility in the workplace appears to have lessened in the last 2 to 3 years, particularly. And what we would like to do is to start a campaign. We want to reintroduce the art of civil conversation, indeed the art of civility itself, back into a workplace as a worker expectation and as a requirement to be successful in that particular workplace.
I'm speaking with Jim Link, Chief HR Officer for SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management. What steps can we take at work to help foster civility and bridge divides?
The first thing that should happen is we should think about civility as being part of our cultures. And of course, every manager, every leader is responsible for helping build and establish a fantastic employee experience in the organization. And that employee experience certainly is part of the culture. Matter of fact, they're part and parcel of each other. If you have a great employee experience, you're probably likely to have elements of a great culture in your organization. And the reverse, unfortunately, is also true. So we like the idea that managers, leaders, boards of directors, employees themselves have an expectation that culture and a culture of civility exist in that respective workplace. The second thing is, once you've set that expectation, then you have to enforce it and sometimes make hard decisions about people who don't necessarily fit into that culture. And the downside to that, of course, is that you have to spend time working with people who might not be reflective of that civil culture you're trying to create before that you make the decision for them to be promoted outside of the organization. That's a tough decision. You never want to see anybody lose their job. But at the end of the day, it's probably better for the entire organization if there's not that alignment between what a person is doing and how they're behaving and how they're acting every day and what the expectations of the company are. The third thing that we recommend is tied very much to training and development or learning and development. And that is, if you have civility as a core part of your culture, then you have to train, teach, advise, and lead the recommendations and the expectations that you're going to manage against that. You're going to reward against that, and you're going to focus very heavily on ensuring that civility is indeed a key component within your workplace.
You've put out a call for something called 1 million civil conversations. What is that?
1 million civil conversations is an initiative that SHRM created as a result of what we saw in this survey and the anecdotal feedback we were receiving from our 330,000 members around the globe. We quite honestly couldn't sit still. We could not be on our laurels thinking about what we could do in this space without at least trying to make people aware. So the Civil Conversations Initiative is designed to specifically increase and heighten awareness of the need for civility in the workplace. And the way we're doing that, we're quite honestly trying to just make people aware that engaging in empathetic listening, engaging in normal dialogue in a workplace is part of the solution set. And so we are encouraging everyone to engage in having a civil conversation at work. And when you do, let us know about that through our social media campaign with the hashtag civility at work. The other thing that you can do that's related to this is to go to SHRM.org/civility. And there you'll find all kinds of tools and resources that will inform you about the topic, allow you to look at our civility index to determine how we're tracking against this, And finally, provide you with tools that are actionable at workplaces large and small all across the world to make civility a topic again and refine and reintroduce that art of civility in the workplace.
Why is HR making the call to action on civility in the workplace?
I think it's primarily driven because of what we saw in the survey results. It should surprise and be alarming to any business leader, to any organization, that 2/3 of their own employees in those organizations have seen or witnessed incivility in their workplace within the past month. That should set off sirens and warning bells everywhere. Why is that? Because we all know that people who work in places that are deemed to be civil are much more likely to be productive, to have a good employee experience, and to be engaged with the broader, not just in their workplace, but engaged in civility in the broader communities in which they live and work. Honestly, if SHRM is not taking the initiative to start this, then who's going to? Our belief is that if you think about work being the place from which most good ideas, most innovation, most creativity occurs, then we should, in the workplace, certainly be driving this campaign. And hopefully it'll have that reflection into the communities and then even hopefully up to places where that it's deemed to be incredibly uncivil right now, like in our federal government, where that the divisiveness is clear from what we see and read every day.
What is success for SHRM and HR from 1 million civil conversations?
Other than obviously wanting to get those 1 million conversations, if you think about that, that's really only a drop in the bucket. Because why is that? Well, there are 161 million people in this country alone who are going to work every day. And 1 million conversations seems like a really small number, considering that 161 million of us are at work every day. But honestly, it's a place to start. It's a place to begin. And the awareness and the expectation that these things are in the workplace, to me, is how you start. It's a drop, but drop soon, fill buckets. And that's exactly the way I want us to think about this.
With an election year and the potential for so many polarizing conversations in the workplace, what can HR do?
Well, first of all, I think it's clear that we should all acknowledge that these conversations are going to happen, whether you like it or not. So if that is the case, we don't recommend trying to outlaw them, you know, in the company employee policy or those types of things, simply because even if you try to do that, it's probably going to be a futile effort. So if that is the case, then what should be set forth is an expectation of when those conversations do occur, what should the rules of engagement be? That's where human resources professionals, as well as managers and leaders in organizations, come into play. If those rules of engagement are clear and the expectation of civility is set and established, and then decisions and actions are taken upon those rules and actions, the outcome then hopefully will be empathetic listening, dialogue, trust, understanding, and even a sense of inclusion for those people who may have a viewpoint that's not aligned with the mainstream majority in that group. As a matter of fact, you know, human resources professionals are paying a lot of attention right now to a potential new form of discrimination, which is political discrimination. We're certainly thinking about that. I don't have a solution set for that particular component of this discussion, but certainly we're watching and trying to understand if people are actually being discriminated against in the workplace because of their political beliefs. So HR has lots of tools, competencies, and capabilities to be able to affect change here. I think that change is going to happen, but we need to approach this with a realistic expectation that the way to do this is first to set those expectations and then hold people accountable to meeting them.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
we make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've been speaking with Jim Link, Chief HR Officer for SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management. Where can we go to learn more?
Well, certainly you can go to SHRM.org/civility. There you will find tools, resources, knowledge, information, be able to track how we're doing with this 1 million civil conversation campaign, and look, check out our civility index tracker, where that's, you'll be able to see how we're progressing against this goal. And then, of course, we would encourage people to spread this knowledge and information, not just in their workplace, but spread it into the communities in which they live and work, because civility, or the lack of civility, is certainly just not reserved for the workplace. We can all do with a dose of reality and civility, and you can get that certainly in the communities in which you live and work, as well as in the workplace. To do that, follow by denoting this with the hashtag civility at work.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for helping to promote healthy work environments.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure to be with you today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.